Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. We all know the story of a great flood that covered the globe. The story is found recounted in all cultures worldwide. Gabriel of Noah's Ark by Patrick Acosta is a blending of three Abrahamic religions telling of the single event witnessed worldwide. Not just another children's book, but a beautifully illustrated children's novel loved by all ages. Patrick had been a writer and illustrator for many years. Patrick dreamed that someday his stories would be published and shared with the public. Well, his dream came true when Gabriel of Noah's Ark was published in 2013, just before his passing on February 3rd of 2014. Patrick has won numerous awards for his inspirational writings published in the poetry community, awarded Poet of the Year by the International Society of Poets in Washington, D.C. Patrick is also awarded by Poetry.com for outstanding achievement for his work, Thank You for Life. Patrick is able to see his completed work finished before he left this physical world to join his creator. Gabriel of Noah's Ark was a story he wanted to be shared with young and old alike, a story that received the Excellent Merit Award from Hollywood Review. Patrick Acosta is the author of Gabriel of Noah's Ark, and here to discuss Patrick's book and legacy, Daniel J. Acosta Walls. Daniel, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here as well. Thank you.
This is such a wonderful work that Patrick did with your assistance as well, and we'll talk about how the book came together as we go through the conversation today. First of all, talk about your relationship with Patrick and why this book is so important to you.
Well, Patrick and I had been life partners for 25 years, and I had the privilege of marrying him just before he passed. So we were together for 25 years and married for a week. I had been through 25 years with him in his growth and developing personally as well as spiritually. And I saw him really work hard to get his stories out. He loved to draw, and I was hopefully that I was there to help him and support him to do that and inspire him and grow with him as we grew in life, again, physically and spiritually, and in our relationship.
And this book is touching so many people. It's so wonderfully done for not only children, but people of all ages. We'll talk about the book, where it's available, as we go through our conversation. Tell me a little bit more, Daniel, about the story behind the writing of Gabriel of Noah's Ark and its creation. What was the background on this?
Well, back in about 2000, right after we had gotten together, Patrick first wrote the book. It was called Gabriel's Ark, and it was, you know, a children's picture book, and tried to get it published at that time and didn't quite work out. And many years later, he decided to rewrite it. He had taken some writing classes and again developed his skills personally and spiritually. And so I decided to sit down and just rewrite it. And as he did so, a children's picture book became a children's novel. And as I was doing and writing the book, he researched three of the Abrahamic religions that share the Old Testament, the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah. And those three religions all share the Old Testament and the story of Noah's Ark. And as he did so, he saw that there obviously were similarities, but there was also differences in telling of the story. And he blended those together. And like I said, a picture book became a children's novel filled with insight, hidden messages, and, you know, again, differences so people can read that and they can look, hey, well, I don't remember hearing that in the story. And maybe do their own research different stories and kind of see where those differences came from.
It's a unique approach that Patrick took. The book we're talking about is Gabriel of Noah's Ark by Patrick Acosta. That's Acosta. Our guest on the program talking about the book is Daniel J. Acosta-Walls. If you go to their website, costabooks.com, information there, book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Our thanks once again to UR Link Publishing for arranging today's conversation with Daniel to talk about the book that Patrick wrote and did such a remarkable job with. Daniel, talk about Patrick in terms of starting his drawing and writing of stories. He's really talented. Obviously, crafts that he worked at both of those. You talked about going back and taking some writing classes. When did he start drawing and writing?
Well, he started drawing at a very young age. He used to tell me that he would get in trouble at school, particularly in math class because he hated math. And he would be drawing, you know, in school. And he drew comic strips for his family and made up stories. And it kind of starts out, he would just start drawing a picture would come into mind, and he'd start drawing it. And then a story would develop around that picture or those picture series of pictures. And, you know, again, from a young age and all the time that I knew, all he wanted to do was draw. You know, he had different, you know, careers in his life, but his passion and was drawing. And that's where he really focused, and it was his life. Every second that he had, he would be sit down and drawing. If he had worked at as a security guard, at his time, you know, idle time, he'd be sitting there drawing and creating stories and wanting to share them with his family and his friends, and then hope someday to broaden that to share it to the public. And that's why, you know, Gabriel Ozark is so important, because it's just one of those stories that he's able to share to everybody, and not just friends and family.
It's amazing how that started and evolved to the point that receiving national, international acclaim for his writing of poetry, a very gifted writer and illustrator. The book Gabriel of Noah's Ark is beautifully illustrated. Book again available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to their website, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, books.com. Information there on another book that we'll talk about here in a few seconds. Daniel, what did writing mean to Patrick, and what does writing mean to you? Was it, you mentioned the spiritual background of both of you. Was it spiritual, therapeutic, educational, maybe all three of the above there? What did writing mean to Patrick, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I think we were very similar in our thoughts in that you know, it's personal development. As we write, we're able to take what we're feeling inside and put it either in writing or in picture form. You know, pictures are a form of communication. I mean, the first communication we had was pictograms telling stories on cave walls. And so every picture has a story, and bringing to life that story in words. And as we grow through writing or drawing, I think it's also a spiritual journey. We're all on a spiritual journey in life, even if we don't realize if we're on a spiritual journey. We're spiritual beings in a physical body, not a physical body having a spirit. And it's all about a spiritual journey and growth, no matter who you are. And through writing and drawing, you know, we can, you know, bring that out. And so, you know, it's a passion within myself and within Patrick that we shared, and allowed personal growth, expression, and spiritual growth, finding out who we truly are and where we fit in the universe, and a closer journey to our Creator.
You mentioned the passion. I'm going to talk about that for a second. His passion, the dreams that he had, and the inspiration to keep going. Sometimes life gets in the way of following your dreams, and you need to have that extra motivation there. And obviously, Patrick had that. What were some of his dreams and the inspiration to keep going when he had jobs and he couldn't spend as much time writing and illustrating as he wanted to, or when he wrote and he didn't feel he was doing the best job possible? What kept him going?
Well, I think number one, his faith in the dream, and knowing that he had talent. And I hopefully was part of that inspiration, you know, pushing him along and motivating him. He would spend time, I mean, how many times, you know, he would read me Gabriel of Noah's Ark over and over again. And we would discuss it and talk about it. And, you know, even though he had some challenges, he seemed to always have that positive attitude to keep going, that, you know, you have to have the right frame of mind. You have to have a positive attitude and focus on that. And no matter where you're at, if you're at your job or interacting in the world that you are living who you are, and being a writer and an illustrator was who he was, and he wanted to share that with everybody. And the joy that he received from people hearing his stories was a great motivation to him to keep going. And, you know, his spiritual faith kept him motivated, and through any diversity that his faith would bring him through that. And then someday he would see his dream come true. And he did.
It's an amazing story. What went into the book, Gabriel, of Noah's Ark, the book available wherever books are sold, the website, acostabooks.com, book written by Patrick Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, guest on the program talking about it, Daniel J. Acosta Walls. Daniel, what are some of your hopes for the book in fulfilling Patrick's dream? I know you're doing a lot to get the book out there and discuss it. The book is a good conversation point with family, children, for all ages. I keep mentioning that, but it's so true. What are your dreams for the book? What do you hope happens with this book?
Well, I hope that it has the opportunity to, you know, be seen by people worldwide. And, you know, and again, like you said, you know, sit down and discuss it. You know, at any age, you're going to get something different out of the book. As a child, you know, we're going to probably get the surface meaning and love the pictures and love the adventures that Gabriel went on, as well as Noah. But I think as an adult, maybe reading it to a child, you're going to get a deeper meaning, because there is some, you know, hidden meanings in the story that maybe a child would not get, but an adult would. And to open up your mind, and also really, you know, to look at that there are different versions of the story, but they all come down to one, that there was a great flood, and that, you know, God loved the animals just as much as he loved human beings. And that's why he wanted Noah to build an ark to save them all. And that we're all important to the world. We're one world, and we rely on each other. And we need to love each other, and that includes our fellow human beings, as well as the animal kingdom that is an integral part of our environment and our world. And to get people to think about researching other versions of not just Noah's Ark, but religions, that there might be many different religions and faith, but it all comes down to one creator. And the basic theme for most religions is to love each other and to be kind to each other, to give to each other, and to unite as one world.
It brings into perspective even better the love one another that you just mentioned, the understanding that a key to that is Gabriel of Noah's Ark by Patrick Acosta, book at their website, and of course the usual places, but acostabooks.com. What type of feedback have you had on those who have read the book? Everything I'm reading is excellent reviews, job well done. It's a valued addition now to a family library. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, everybody who has ever read the book loves it. I mean, I can't, you know, they love the story, love the illustration. The illustrations draw them to the book, and then as they're reading it, you know, they just can't wait to get to the next page, the next chapter. Many people finishing in one day, wanting to share it with others. Nothing but positive, wonderful feedback from people, wanting to share it with family, you know, finding out where other people can get it. Positive, wonderful support from everybody who has ever been able to have the opportunity to read it.
Our guest on the program is Daniel J. Acosta Walls. He's talking about the book by Patrick Acosta, Gabriel of Noah's Ark. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Also at their website, acostabooks.com and urlinkpublishing.com. You re-released the book. I mentioned originally released it in 2014. Talk about the decision to re-release the book.
Well, it was released just prior to Patrick's passing. It was kind of ironic. He spent the last three of his years of his life basically focusing just on the book and rewriting it. And just before he passed, he was able to see the final version from another publishing company. I was happy that it was done and he got to see it, but on the other hand, I was not very happy. So it's kind of like, you know, double emotions there.
Yes. Yeah.
The book came out in black and white. And now at that point, you know, all the things had been set in place for the publishing and Pat had just passed away. And so it was set to what it was. It's out. It's going. I did not like it because of the color. And so a couple of years later, maybe 3 years later, URL approached me and said that they felt that they could help, you know, get it published again and maybe, you know, get people to see it better. And I decided at that point to put it into color. I didn't care about the cost, that it needed to be in color. And so that gave me the opportunity to put it as I thought it should be. I think Pat's vision, as well as my vision, to see it in full living color, because that brings out the brilliance of his artwork. And it also draws people to it, to black and white. It's, okay. But color, it's like, wow, I want to read that. And it also gave a chance to make some, you know, a little bit minor changes. But the main thing was to get it back out there in full living color, to have it in the form in which it was originally intended to be.
You know, you look at some of the pictures and they're almost breathtaking because they are so well done, and trying to imagine them in black and white. Now, after seeing them in color, I just can't quite do that. This was meant to be done in color, and good decision on your part to republish the book. A few minutes left in the program. You've touched on so much during the course of the interview. What message do you want people to get from reading the book? I don't know if it's possible to cut it down to maybe two or three. There's so many, but some of the key themes in the book, takeaways you want people to have.
Well, we're one humanity, one race, one world. And even though we have many, many differences, we all have our own biases and opinions and who we are and who the world is, that we can unite with our differences and, you know, honor those differences as well as celebrate our, you know, sameness, our uniqueness together. We are all unique individuals, but also too, we're all one human race, and we're on one planet. We share it with a beautiful planet that's been created that needs to be loved and nurtured. We're stewards of this world, and we need to be stewards to each other and come together and love each other.
Well, you reach out and you really take that message and get it into the public hand in the book, hands of the book, A Gabriel of Noah's Ark. What perspective, beliefs were challenged in writing, lessons learned in creating and publishing the book, and maybe changing your perspective on the whole Noah's Ark situation, especially the unique way that it's presented by Patrick?
Well, we tell you, publishing isn't an easy thing. And the hard part is once the book's done, I think, you know, getting there is a challenge, you know, creating it and getting your thoughts down into words. And it's not writing it once, it's writing it, rewriting it, you know, with Patrick, drawing, redrawing, get the pictures correct, get it just how you want your vision out. And sometimes it's hard to get your vision that you have in your heart and your head onto a piece of paper, either through drawing or writing. I don't know which one's more difficult, you know. Pictures sometimes can really inspire people with the right picture and as well with the right words. And just being able to get your feelings out and get them down in physical form. And then, you know, again, challenges of, you know, publishing is that you can have a wonderful book like Gabriel of Noah's Ark or It's Our World Too. But getting it out to people and people actually, you know, seeing and reading it is also a whole new challenge, more than I ever expected. It kind of was dropped in my lap and, you know, trying to play it by ear. And there's challenges in all stages, but you just got to keep moving and persevering. And you grow through that experience. You know, we grew through, Patrick and I grew through, you know, researching the story together and kind of, you know, rethinking our spiritual stance and ourselves and the world.
Yes.
And all that.
You know, it's interesting. You've got the creative aspect. Now you've got marketing. You've got the business aspect, all that goes into putting out the book. And when you're talking about that, I'm thinking you not only have to worry about crafting the right words and going back and making sure the flow is there, the words are understandable, you're not using more words than you need to get the point across. And you do the same, don't you, with the pictures. Patrick had to go back and make sure the pictures were just as expressive as the text was.
Absolutely.
And making it all tie in together, and he's done such a remarkable job on that. I've got a minute or so left here. You mentioned It's Our World, Too. Talk about that. That's a book that you wrote that was illustrated by Patrick, and that's available as well. Briefly, what's the story on that?
Well, briefly, the story is, again, It's Our World, Too, and it's about, again, sharing the world with the animal kingdom. And that book, you know, Patrick just started doing drawings and stuff, and we started talking about it, and I told him what my opinions are, and he says, well, why don't you just write it, you know, and so it was like our first collaboration together. So I took the text, looked at the text, and just whatever came to my mind, I wrote down. And one thing at the very end of the book, which ties it together, I think, with the first book, is the last sentence is God didn't save, Noah didn't save the animals to put them in the zoo. You hear them cry, it's our world too. And that we share the planet with many other creatures, beautiful, wonderful creatures, and we need to share it with them. We need to, again, be stewards of the world to preserve their habitat, because without their habitat, well, they have no place to live, and with that, well, they're not going to survive. And we've seen so many species that have gone extinct in our world, and we need to preserve the habitat that those wonderful creatures live in. And again, it does affect us. If they can't live in the habitat, then eventually it's going to affect us, and this world may not be habitable.
You have spent so much of your life dealing with environmental issues and social issues, and this book, It's Our World Too, is an extension of that, reaching out and sharing your thoughts and your wisdom from all of your years at work and studying the environment and the world around us and where we fit in. That book is It's Our World Too. That one is written by Daniel J. Acosta-Walls, and that's available. Again, wherever books are sold, but I'll direct you to the website, acostabooks.com, where you'll get information on both books and be able to order them as well. Daniel, a pleasure having you on the program, honoring the legacy of Patrick and the remarkable work he did with Gabriel of Noah's Ark. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
And thank you very much for having me. It was a great honor.
It was our pleasure to be here to help spread the word about Patrick's book, Gabriel of Noah's Ark. The guest has been Daniel J. Acosta-Walls. Information on their website, acostabooks.com. Our thanks again to urlinkpublishing.com for setting up today's conversation. Book available there as well, along with Amazon, the usual places. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.